This is the blessing of Christ on the 30th day of July, 2017. Welcome, everyone. Everyone is welcome to his altar and blessing from him and from his love. So I am going to get us on a Q&A. And anyone who has a request or a comment or something that you want to share with the community, press star 6 and then 1. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, we have Betty Jo Smith. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to start by saying thank you for all the love you bring into our lives each week. And I have a blessing request for my great-nephew, Mac. He was born the 21st of July, and there is a problem with his aortic valve. They're going to be doing major surgery tomorrow. He'll be in surgery 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, his aortic valve isn't large enough to get blood flow to his extremities. It's going to be a little tedious operation for a 10-day-old baby. He was born.
Oh, yes.
He'll be 10 days old tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. I just pray that, and know, I know that he will be in the hands of God.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Glenda, so much.
Yes, and what's his name?
Mac.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Blessings to Mac.
Thank you, Glenda.
All right. And what a sweet request. And our hearts go out to Mac that he can get through this and have a wonderful new life.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. And I see that Stormy is on the line. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, Glenda. I'm focusing today on the I Am song with the refrain of the words are, I am of earth and I am of heaven.
Well, that's a very, very powerful refrain. And, you know, something I can build on just for purposes of sharing today and with our community, and that is that whatever we say I am about carries with it the strength of our Heavenly Father. And so if you say, I am well, I am blessed, you are indeed.
Yes, how true.
And be careful, everyone, about saying, I am sick. That, it works both ways. So we have to watch our language and the words that flow through our mind. Let's be mindful of that and see if we can cure out those thoughts that really we don't want to empower. It just comes from sloppy verbal habits. So let's cultivate just more awareness of what we say and think and do. And I see Tony's, by the way, thank you, Stormy, and as always, for your love and your music and your prayers and your great spirit coming from on high, like an angel. And Tony, I'm opening the line for you.
Hello, Glenda.
Hello.
You know, we've been really enjoying your Where Is Your Light course recently. And I just want to say thank you for the great, amazing variety and like the comprehensive nature of all the classes and the teaching that you do. I just feel, you know, very, very blessed. I can feel that the energy and presence of God come through in all of those classes. And it's just amazing to me continually the quality of the experience and the quality of the information and the transformative impact of what you're teaching. I just
thank you so much, Tony and Judy. I know you're both doing it together, and I really, really appreciate that because it allows me to share with the whole community something about the nature of these classes that we offer, which are they're all archived and available. So you can and you know what? Most people, I would say half of the enrollment in live webinars, people listen to the recording instead of actually being present on Sunday, and it never goes out of date. So there's not a whole lot of difference, really. I think there's probably a little difference in the sense that we are a whole body of people coming together to love and gain understanding and share together, which is why we have our jam sessions on Thursday. And I want to apologize again that this last week we had technical problems there. So we're going to make up for that by adding on some jam sessions at the end. And I'll mention that to members of the class. But to our main community, I would say the only real difference between a live class going on and the ones that are archived, the only difference is that you're sharing it with others. And as we share anything with others, just like the blessing on Sunday, it does empower our understanding because we get a shared voltage of energy, shall we say. And sometimes it does make a difference. But as to content, the recording, it's everything the same. And there's a variety there because the richness of what Yeshua has given me through the years, through seminars that I've given live, just became, I would say, a responsibility as well as an opportunity to share and leave as a legacy. Because there's not a word he's ever spoken that should be lost. And so I feel a sense of great love and devotion to making sure that I have a paper trail behind me when I get ready to make my transition to a higher life. And all of you who want to find me can come and get me. And be with me. So all of this work is given with the greatest degree of love and devotion and as much as I can to report it the way Yeshua gave it to me.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And all the praise goes to him. I'm just a really devoted messenger. And love being one. So thank you for being a receiver. And we have someone from area code 780. I don't have a name. Is that Desmond?
Yeah, hey, Glenda.
Oh, hi. I'm starting to learn phone numbers.
Yeah, you used to have me programmed in, but I changed my phone number a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a blessing two blessings. In the future, I have a girlfriend in New York, and I would love it if everything works out and she can come here and stay with me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been dating kind of like a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'd love to go to the, I want her at some point and I to come to your blessing seminar together.
That would be fabulous. Does she come to the blessings on Sunday?
Sometimes.
Good. All right. So we'll just, do you want to share a name or is that still a secret?
No, her name is Labov.
Okay.
Yeah. And my second request is that I've been doing a lot of work around the yard and work with friends and neighbors, but I'm trying to get a little bit of tile work, so I was just hoping for a blessing that I get some tile work to make some extra money.
Oh, income is always good. And we will definitely So you really enjoy doing tile work?
Yeah, my grandfather started bringing me to the job site and teaching me how to do tile when I was 5, and I started when I was like 14 during summers with my dad, and then I started my own business when I was 20, and then I had a shoulder injury and I stopped doing tile, but I'm going to start again, just doing it part-time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, if you were down here, I would put you to work with some tile work, which I definitely want to do for our home.
Yeah, I would love to, because I've done a few creative tile jobs, and it's always fun to really put all the math together and make it into something kind of like sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's not usually what people want, so
I would love it.
Jobs. Yeah, I know you would, but I...
Have you been in our home, Desmond?
Yeah, I've seen all your...
Okay, then you remember the animals that are in the tiles. You probably noticed all of that.
I don't think I didn't really go into your kitchen.
They're not in the kitchen. They're in the library and going down to the main... living room, but that's okay. I thought you might have noticed them. They're beautiful. We didn't do it. They came with the house, but they're really, really creative, and I want to preserve that kind of creativity in more tile work that we do for the house.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'll have to send you some pictures.
Sure. I remember the wood in your movie room there, and all your art in the altar room and all the, yeah, you have a very, very pretty house. It's nice.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for all of your prayers and your blessings and your support, and a special thanks to Yeshua and our Heavenly Father that we're going to be able to keep our home. And this was something we were not certain about even a week ago. So life has been very, very challenging this last year because of not really because of personal hardships so much as the hardships of others that we've made major and generous contributions to, expecting support that was promised to come back for those generous contributions. And it will be coming now and will be coming forth. So the dreams that I have talked about are beginning to happen, and very shortly we will have the resources that we have needed for so long to expand this work. And we're getting closer and closer to our 500 mark of blessing givers. So I am grateful for that. And this summer we are going through some very, very powerful acceleration, shall we say, of our planetary energy that will bring challenges, changes, revelations, rewards, benefits, and relationships, ability to be more in union with one another. All of these good things will be happening. They're happening around the world and will accelerate. So by the end of this year, 2017, we're going to be looking at a very different landscape in our world and a very different range of opportunities. So blessing givers, keep your work up, keep doing what you do so well with your love and your dedication. And those of you who are not blessing givers, keep up your prayers, keep up your faith, and work with God in all that you do, and love one another. No matter what happens, keep loving one another. And you will find that you become part of the answer and not part of the problem. So we all have a lot to look forward to. And as we keep up our faith and our good work, answers will come and they will be provided. So, is there anyone else who would like to ask for a blessing today? Or make a contribution to our community in the way of, this is what I understand, I really got it, thank you Lord, whatever you would like to say. And if not, I will just pause and take a drink of water and see what Yeshua wants me to say to all of you today. I'm especially thinking about the preparation that I made for our webinar later today. Our webinar, the title of it is Revelations and Recovery. And the major theme that is in that webinar that travels travels from page to page is that when we hear the truth, we lose our attachment for misunderstanding and misconception, and we are set free to make changes in our life that are positive and creative. And so often, we hold on to hurt simply because we think that's the way it has to be. We think that by holding on to hurt, somewhere along the line, it will bring an answer. If we just keep hurting, we'll find out someday why we're hurting. I'm really telling you that exactly as it is, because I have been through hundreds of counseling sessions with people who can't let go of a hurt, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, because they think, if I just hold on to this long enough, I'll find out what it's all about. Actually, when we forgive, or we just let go, something fills the vacuum. And what fills the vacuum is not another hurt. What fills the vacuum is a revelation. And from that revelation, we can create a better walk through life. The revelations we have in life are not always mind-boggling or spiritual in the sense of a heightened epiphany that takes us to sacred ground. Sometimes the revelations we have are like flashlights that are given to us to help us walk through the fog around us in life, to see our next step just a little better. And sometimes that's all it takes, just to see our next step a little more clearly, a little more perfectly. And I'm going to take a call from Jerome. Hi, Jerome, you're on.
Yes. Glenda, thank you for everything that you've done with our family. Your blessings and healing have just been fantastic.
Oh, you are so welcome. And how are your sons?
They're all doing so much better since we called you and asked for prayers. They're doing fantastic. My youngest son has found the best job of his life, and he just loves every minute. And my oldest son is having the most fun with his son named Vinny, who's 3 years old, and he just got a new rocking chair that he just loves. So,
oh, that's great. That's so great. Well, you know, Jerome, prayer is powerful.
Yes, it is.
And it doesn't matter what we say in our prayer. What matters is that it connects us with our Heavenly Father.
Right, right, right.
And it connects us with others who pray for us. And that way we can experience the purity of love.
Right. And thank you for helping us with the purity of love, Brenda.
That's what heals, is the purity of love. So often in life, we really try our best to do things for one another, but we don't always just hit the spot.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? We can come close. Maybe someone we know is grieving, and we take over a potluck supper for them. And it's so deeply appreciated.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hit the spot.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. With our acts of love, we do our best.
Yeah.
But in our prayers, the love is so pure because it's like a triangle between you, me, and God.
Okay. Yeah.
You, me, and a lot of people in God. And that makes it even more powerful. And pure.
Yes.
That's when the love is pure.
Yes. I love it. I love it, too. I love it, too. And I love you as well. Because.
Oh, I love you, too. Jerome, you're just one of the most special people in my life. And I wish you so many blessings and such a long life and prosperity so you can stay with us.
Right.
On and on and on.
Long life of prosperity for you as well, and all your blessing givers too, because I thank them as well, everybody that you know. So
thank you. And you know, you brought up something. It really would not have occurred to me to bring it up in the blessing call. It's in our webinar. So webinar students that are here, you can expect to hear an elaboration on that, but it has to do with a scripture in the Bible that refers to the fear of God. Now, if God is all love, why would we have fear? Was that a wrong statement in the Bible? I don't think so, because I trust the Bible. I know that some things have to be placed in a historical context. I would certainly not put the book of Leviticus into modern life. I would not put my daughter-in-law up for sale. You know, there are some things that really do have to be put in a historical context. But if you do that, then we can say those things were true for them. Those people at that time.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what is this about fear of the Lord? What is it? Okay, that's what I want to elaborate on. I want to tell you, everybody, God is nothing but good. God is nothing but love. Nothing. The purest of love you will ever know. But God is powerful. And when God comes close, sometimes our visceral sense becomes defensive because most things that are powerful, we have to be wary of. Right?
Right. Correct.
An electrical storm. Right?
Right.
Fire. Right?
Right.
A hurricane. Right?
Right?
We have an instinctive response to power that puts up our guard. And we see this even in the response of Moses to God on Mount Sinai.
Oh.
Okay? Now, it's not that God was frightening. It's that we are literally overwhelmed with the awesomeness of God. And for that reason, my friends, we sometimes put our defenses up against the blessings of God.
Oh. Wow.
And this is one of the reasons why prayer with other people can really help us. Together, we feel safer. We can surrender in the presence of God. This is what worship in the company of other people helps us with, because the presence of God is awesome. And we often don't seek it because it frightens us on a visceral level. Now, if we just accept that, then the rest of that scripture makes sense. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That was the whole scripture. So if we accept that, we can be frightened in this awesome presence. Then we can take a deep breath and say, oh, Lord, please give me the courage to be in your presence, the respect to pray, the vulnerability to receive, and therein, my friends, is the wisdom. In other words, you convert that initial visceral response into a spiritual embrace. Why do we need to help you receive a blessing? For all of those reasons I just stated. Why did Yeshua come to the earth? For all of those reasons I just stated. God wants to be with us, wants to be with you. He made himself accessible. And why in Yeshua's leaving, not well, he didn't leave, but his transfiguration, did he then come forth as the Holy Spirit, that spirit of guidance we can call upon at all times in our life to make himself and our Heavenly Father acceptable. Accessible, I should say, not acceptable, accessible. Why did he refer to the creator of all existence as his father? To make him accessible and personal. To make him a personal God. To reduce our tendency to defend ourselves against the awesomeness of his presence. This is why we need to really surrender in prayer. And we need to include in our prayer a respect and a reverence that we know on a physical, visceral, emotional level that helps us then accept. We need to surrender and then accept more. We need to ask forgiveness and offer forgiveness and then accept more. We need to make ourselves accessible to God and then receive the blessings of God. And that's what we do on Sundays in the blessing. It's not me. It's not the blessing givers. It's our Heavenly Father. It's Yeshua. It's the Holy Spirit that performs all of these wonderful things. But we help build a bridge. And that bridge right now is very, very important. Because I wouldn't say we've lost faith. We've just lost our ability to live inside our faith and to let our faith work its miracle, because nobody likes to be vulnerable. It makes us feel as if we're on the edge of thin ice. And when things are hurting, whether it's physical or financial, feeling on the edge of thin ice, it's not exactly what we want to feel. But in the company of others and with the love of others, we can. And once we let those defenses down, there is nothing in God but love. Never has been, never will be, ever. We judge one another from our defensiveness to God. We think that in all this judgment, it makes us a little bit more worthy of God. I'll give you an example. When I was a student in grade school, I noticed how some students would tattle on other students who had been talking or doing something they shouldn't have been doing in order to form an alliance with the teacher. They thought if they tattled on other students, the teacher would consider them an ally. But in every case, it backfired on them. God doesn't want us to judge. But we do it out of our defensiveness, out of our insecurity, and of our wish to transfer onto others sins we're afraid that we might be guilty of ourselves. So let's just drop those judgments, okay? Let's just be vulnerable. Let's be here. Let's be here for one another. And now let's receive a blessing, okay? And thank you, Jerome, for inspiring my extended comment there. I think it was something that I don't think it's something I've ever brought up in our blessing presentations before. So perhaps we're ready for it in a new way. And I would like to ask our blessing givers to join me and everyone else just to be seated. Your body parts uncrossed because we don't want energy to flow and get. We want it to flow in a straight line into the earth and from the earth back to heaven and not to crisscross or get complicated in any way. We just want the blessings of God to reach the earth, be anchored in the earth, and flow back from the earth to you and all the way back up to heaven and back again. And so it will be for 3 minutes. I will start with an invocation to Yeshua. My prayer to him. And that will bring us all closer together as you receive and the blessing givers surrender in our conveyance. And while you're receiving, you pray your prayer any way you wish for whatever you need. And it is my everlasting prayer that your prayers be heard and that they bring you into a closer union with God. Dear Yeshua, we are here, ready and eager and humble to receive your gifts of love and what you are offering us from the grace of Almighty God and what you are offering to us through the ever-flowing loving and wise gifts of the Holy Spirit. We ask now to receive and that your gifts be accelerated, that we may address the needs of those on our blessing list and everyone here in attendance and their families and their friends, their co-workers, and their extended environment, that they may carry your blessing into the world around them. And through that, we may all be transformed and live a better, more gracious, happier life with greater health and unity among ourselves. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete, except that now you need to go and rest and receive. I wish you a wonderful week and look forward to being with you again next Sunday. So, bye-bye for now.